You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Yitzchok, as we see in the parasha, assumes that Esau is good. And Esau is supposed to get the brachas. And the simple question is, how is that child? How can it be that Yitzchok doesn't know the true colors of Esau? Doesn't he realize that Esau is not the one who's Tom Yeshiva Alim? He's not the one who's sitting in Bismedish. He's going out as each site. Simple thing. What shot in the mistake of Yitzchok? We find a very interesting dialogue when Yaakov takes the brachas and Esau comes in. Esau comes into his father and says, "Father, I want a bracha." He tells him, "Sorry," says Yitzchok, "but I gave the bracha to your brother." Says it's Esau, "Still, give me something." Tells him Yitzchok, "I'm sorry, I can't. I made him your master." Says Esau, "You have only one bracha?" And then he starts crying. And then Yitzchok gives him a bracha. Tashmai Meshvecho, etc. What's going on? We mentioned this question in the past. It looks like a little kid that comes to his father and says, "Daddy, I want a candy." He says, "No, please, no." He starts yelling, screaming, gives a candy. Obviously, that's not what's going on over here. Yitzchok tells Esau, "I don't have a bracha." And then suddenly he does have a bracha. Finally, in the end of the parasha, Rivka tells Yitzchok, she hears that Esau wants to kill Yaakov. Tells Yitzchok, "We need to get him out of here. What should we do? He should go get married. He should go to my brother, marry over there." Now, it looks like it was just some kind of a way to get him out of the house. Sometimes you need to get the kid out of the house. Go get married. Obviously, these big things are not double shiva mikre. Somehow, now he had to go get out of the house. The pshat is, then now is the time after Yaakov got the brachas and took the brachas from Esau, now he needs to go get married. Why is that totally bizarre? What is the connection between this point and that point? Between the brachas, the fact that Yaakov has to get married. To understand all this, start with what's brought down in Divrei Rabbeinu, many of Rabbeinu, the Chasam Sofer, the Beis Halevi, the Shem Shmuel, and others, each one says it in his own style. But they say the following idea. I think the one who's most stark about it is the Chasam Sofer. They say, Yaakov and Esau, the original plan, so to speak, was that Yaakov is going to be the one who's learning Torah, and Esau will be the one who is supporting Yaakov. Similar to what we find by Yisachar Zvulun. Yisachar learns Torah, Zvulun works. Yaakov and Esau were supposed to be, Yaakov will be the one who is learning Torah, Esau will be the one who supports Yaakov. What happens when you have someone supporting Yaakov? We have someone that's supporting. He's the one who in this world gets, he's in charge of this world. He's the one, like this Zvulun, who prepares this world as a place for Yisachar to come. Because the Yisachar was supposed to be the one thinking of this world. It's brought down in the Medrash, Chazal, says the Yaakov is divided the worlds. Yaakov took her the Mabel, Yisachar took her the Mazel. This division took place even before Yaakov saw the plan. Yaakov took her the Mabel, that's the main thing he's working on. Yisachar took her the Mazel, preparing the world for Yaakov. He's the preparation. He's the one in charge. He's the one doing it. So much so is brought down that who had to have the Shvatim? Where would the Shvatim come from? They'll come from Esau. Because the main Amishtho is not the one. We have a Shevet Levi. That's the unique. Rest of Amishtho are in the world. Esau represents the majority of what Amishtho is supposed to be. Yaakov is supposed to be like a minority, Shevet Levi, one on his own. The Shvatim was supposed to come from Esau. Esau was supposed to be the Amishtho. Yaakov was the unique Shevet. That's what it's supposed to be. When Esav did not want to have the prayer anymore. That's the prayer. The first point. The first one is the main one, is this world. The premium Yaakov was born, as Rashi explains. Yaakov was really conceived first. But he was born second. What does it mean? We know Lamab is the more important thing. In this world, we have our Lamas. So this world, Esav comes first. So you know what? Esav was supposed to be the one. But when Esav sold the Bechoyra to Yaakov, Esav gave Yaakov the keys for Lamaz as well. He gave him the keys for Lamaz as well. And now Yaakov is the one who is responsible to prepare this world for Lamaz. Now the Yaakov is the one to bring the world for Lamaz. Yaakov now is the one who is having the Shvatim. He's the one who's having Am Yisrael. He's the one who has the Elamazet that appears to Elamab. He's the one who's doing that. He's the Zvulun as well. He's Sachar Zvulun together. And Esav is out. That's in Bekitzer Nimrods, what comes out of the Divrei Rabbi Seinu. And this already goes back, because it explains to us the mistake of Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak sees the world from its more elevated Kaddish took place. He sees the world b'shorshon, its root. And the root, Esav, is supposed to be Am Yisrael. That's what he sees, Esav. He's elevated, he's higher from the day-to-day dealing with the world. He's in a higher place. He sees Esav Sheirish. Esav b'shorshon, he's Am Yisrael. B'shorshon, as my Rebbe Moshe Perez always used to say, the head of Esav, because always the shirish of a human being is a head, was buried in Maris Machpelah. Because that there belongs. The head of Esav is there. The head of Esav is Am Yisrael. Now that we have that, now that we understand. So this is really, this has come, all these are Rabbeinu. Come and explain to us in length this idea that you have the Esau was supposed to be the Mahalach that brings, and now he goes out. Now we can understand a little better what's going on over here in the front. When you look at the brachas, the yak that Esau gives, what he thinks is Esau. So Yitzchak gives the brachas to what he thinks is Esau. The proper Esau. What are the brachas that he's giving? Gashmis. All physical. He took Hashem Lakim, he took Hashem Mayim, from the earth, or Dogma Tisha, or Dogma Tisha. Food from above, from the bottom. You have Ducha Amin, right? You have slaves, you have the world. The world will be yours. What's going on over here? Why the world? You talk about the one that you think is holy. Yitzchak looks at Esav as the one that belongs to Olam Hazeh, that prepares for Olam Haba. That's why Esav is getting the brachas of Olam Hazeh. And Yaakov that took over Esau, that's what Rivka knows. Yaakov took over Esau. He's supposed to get the brachas. And here's the caveat. Rashi Begim Chumash says, why do we have celebrations? If the Umas Soilim will come and tell us, listen about them. You stole. This world, this doesn't belong to you. So we'll say that who created the world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave it to us. Simple understanding of the Rashi is that that's why we need to write the beginning of Bereshis to tell you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But that doesn't explain the entire set of Bereshis. Why do we have the entire set of Bereshis? So Rabbi Moshe always used to say, the Pshat is like this. Who's going to be the one who's going to claim what are you doing over here? Who? The Goyim? First of all, we care for the Goyim. Second, what do you mean? We conquer the land. There's always wars and we conquer the land. Well, it's the Bechidosh over here. But the answer is, it's not as a taina really against us, which is a legitimate claim. Yaakov and Esav divided the worlds. Yaakov took Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh doesn't belong to us. We don't belong here. We belong here. So what are you doing over here? Taking Eretz Yisrael, the biggest, the most holiest land, the source of all hashpah in the world. What are you doing here? So the answer is, what's the answer? The answer is, yes. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. We have seven Bereishis. What is seven Bereishis? The whole Maaseh Avos, Siman Rabbanim. We're seeing what we're doing in this world. This world is our pathway to get to there. How do we get to there? Through this world. What are we doing in this world? Celebration shows us. Myself, a similar bunny, everything the children are doing. We have it. Everything that others are doing, that's what we do. Answer is, yes, we have to get Olam Haba. How do we reach Olam Haba? Through Olam Haza. So the celebration shows us which Olam Haza brings us to Olam Haba. Taya Yaakov, what are you doing here? You're right. I really don't belong here per se. I belong here only as much as this is a way to get there. So once we understand this, now we can go back to the brachas of Yaakov and Esau and what's going on in the dialogue over here. This comes out to be very gishmak. Yitzchak Avinu is giving the brachas of this world to who? To who he thinks is Esau supposed to be Hashem. Comes Esau and says, "Who's my brachas?" He says, "I'm so sorry, I give it to somebody else." Brachas b'mimo. Says Esau, "My father, don't you have brachas for me?" He says, "No, I'm sorry. I mean, him the master. He's the one who's in charge of Olam Haza, the lead to Olam Haba." Says Esau, "Habrocha achas ilchavi. You have only one bracha to give me? There's only one bracha in the world? Only the bracha of the lead to Olam Haba? I don't need the bracha of the lead to Olam Haba. I want this world for its own purpose. I don't want a world which is a pathway, a prosdor, the bleed to the track. Says Yitzchak. You're not the Am Yisrael that takes Olam Haza to reach Olam Haba. You want Olam Haza for yourself. That's what you want, that I have plenty for you. Here, I'll give you." And what the Pasuk says, Kasher Tarit, but Am Yisrael don't do Torah mitzvahs. So then this world is not a world which is a path to Olam Haba. That's all yours. We Esau gets from the left, from whatever Am Yisrael doesn't have. What I don't have in this world, when this world is not a pathway to the next world, then there is a lot of room to give, bro. Yitzchak at the beginning says, "I don't have anything else to give you because you, what do you want?" Says Yitzchak, "The fiyah haba, I mean, you want to be the one that has Olam Haza that leads to Olam Haba. That I already gave. I don't have more to give you." Says Esau, no, I want it anyway. Oh, you want it anyway? Meaning you don't want Olam Haza leads to Olam Haza. You just want Stam Olam Haza for yourself. You want to indulge in Olam Haza that I have for you. When Esau says, "Abrocha achas ilchov," you have only one brocha, meaning you have only one purpose in this world. Then Esau says, "Oh, now I understand. You're not the one. You're not interested in Olam Haza leading to Olam Haba. You're not interested in being the Yaakov who supports the ones who are getting to Olam Haba. You just want Olam Haza on its own. That's Esau. That you have." When Esau screams, he shows them what he really wants. He starts crying. He's lost. He won't have anything. Comes now in the end of the parasha, and Rivka tells Yitzchok, now it's time for Yaakov to get married. Why? Until now, Esau was supposed to be Am Yisrael. Esau was supposed to be the one who gets the brachas. He was supposed to build Am Yisrael. And learn that when you get to the next parasha, the layer is crying because everybody was saying that she was supposed to be the one marrying Esau. Esau was supposed to go and marry them. Since Rachel also had that other friends and a shear once in it, supposed to be Leah, supposed to be Rachel. But Esau, he's Am Yisrael. That's how it works. But now that Yaakov got the brachas, Yaakov revealed he's the Olam Haza leads to Olam Haba. He's the one who's bringing all the shvatim. He's the one who's bringing all the shvatim. So now he's supposed to get married. So says now Yaakov to, says now Yivka to Yitzchok, "Katzi b'chayei, I don't want to have any ches. Please send Yaakov to my brother because I need to build Am Yisrael." This is not a coincidence. This is what happens. We spoke about last year, and I go back into it now. So on the way Yaakov Inu is going for 14 years to base Aver, without going into the whole shear, Yaakov switched now. Yaakov was supposed to be Ishtam Yeshivah, the Shevet Levi. But now he's becoming a different one. He's the one who's in charge of Olam Haza. The Jewish Olam Haza, not the Greek Olam Haza. He's the one in charge. He needs to relearn the system. He goes out to base 8 or 14 years to relearn how to deal with Olam Hazeh, because he's going to be now Olam Hazeh. That's what Yaakov does. He's going to marry. He's going to be the Shvatim. He's going to be the one who's dealing with this world. That changes now. This is the Mahalach of the Parsha. Yitzchak is looking at Esau as the one who's the one he's supposed to be. He's given the brachas. He's going to be the one taking care of Olam Hazeh. When Yaakov takes the brachas and Esau cries and complains and says, I still want it, still want it. That's when you reveal, no. Yaakov's the one who deserves it. Yitzchak said in the Parsha, Gam Baruchi, he will be Baruch. I'll be Baruch because he's the one who deserves it. Now I realize retroactively that was there going on. Then Yaakov goes build an answer. That's Mala. And the Musar Haskell over here is very profound. Because basically what we're coming out of this week's parasha, we learn that the whole purpose of Olam Hazeh of Yaakov is Olam Hazeh that leads to Olam Haba. If I don't have Olam Hazeh leads to Olam Haba, so that's Esau. Then you have a taino of Umasarilom, list him at that. What are you doing here? You don't deserve it. If a person is using Olam Hazeh as a pathway, as a derech, as a prosdor to get to a track limit, he's just using it to reach the ultimate goal. So that's a Yaakov Avinu. Yeah, you have a bracha, v'tilach Hashem, melakim, tal shvayin, shvani aretz. But if you go and you deserve, you don't want it, you want this world. So then, you want the world for yourself. You just chapi for yourself. A chapi for yourself, that's a bracha v'esach, then you're losing all this Yaakov. So Marashach, either you're losing what Yaakov is all about, or you're going to lose the Olam Hazeh because you don't belong there. It will be a taina against you. I just heard this morning from Daniel Alter, son of the Rebbe Menachem, that he said, I think he named his father, if I remember correctly. It says, what's the difference between the bracha of Yaakov and Esau? Yaakov says, V'itel chashem hakim, v'tal shemayim shman yards. Ma'ezve says, V'tal shemayim ha'shevecho. Both Tal Shabbat will be here. It says there's a difference when a person is with their heretz. So he comes and he asks, and they give you. The one who's a more grub person, he grabs. They say, okay, you can keep it. Yaakov and his v'yitan l'cho, Hashem will give you what? Tal Shabbat, Shabbat Yards. You'll get from Hashem. Esav is Vital Hashemayim Yemu Shavecha. You're already there. Just sit, stay there. Stay where you are. Stay there. Connected to the Shir, this is the difference. Yaakov Avinu is the one who doesn't. I'm not Olam Hazeh. I belong there. But what? I need to get there. So what will give you whatever you need to get there? Esav is this for me. I'm the Balabos. I'm not doing it for something else on purpose. I'm using this word for myself. Oh, you're using this word for yourself. I'm using it for yourself for my own indulgence. For my own fun, for my own this. Oh, so I'm grabbing onto it. It's mine because I, not because I got it, because this is where I belong. That's what the Esau. He's a char b'chatichi. I have a taina. I'm the one. I'm not doing it for another purpose. I'm doing it for myself. This is the difference between Yaakov and Esau. So the Musa Haskel from the Parsha is, from the Brachas and the whole Mahalachot here is, the Mahalachot for us needs to be not a goal, but it means to get to an end. Olam Hazeh is the Mahalach to bring us to Olam Haba. That is the bracha of Yaakov, Rabbeinu. That is V'itim L'cho Hashem L'kim V'tal Shvayim Ha'in Ha'aretz. Kam Baruch Hiye, the bracha of Olam Hazeh L'lit to Olam Haba.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.